This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A strike on a Palestinian tent camp has killed dozens of Palestinian civilians, AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has acknowledged that an Israeli military strike in the southern city of Rafah set fire to a tent camp housing displaced Palestinians, and according to local officials, killed at least 45 people. Netanyahu called the attack a tragic mistake. The Gaza Health Ministry says the dead included at least 12 women and 8 children. The strike only added to the surging international criticism Israel has faced over its war with Hamas. According to the Health Ministry, the overall Palestinian death toll in the war is now above 36,000. I'm Norman Hall.
U.S. President Joe Biden made a Memorial Day holiday pledge on Monday. His country will continue the work of the nations fallen toward a more perfect union, he's saying, for which they lived and for which they died.
Freedom has never been guaranteed. Every generation has to earn it, fight for it, defend it in battle between autocracy and democracy, between the greed of a few and the rights of many.
Delivering remarks at a solemn remembrance ceremony at Arlington National Cemetery, Biden says each generation must ensure the sacrifice of the country's service members is not in vain. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Monday called on the West to use all means to force Russia to peace talks during a visit to Madrid, which pledged 1 billion euros in military aid as a Russian offensive gained new ground. Russia said it has taken 2 more villages as part of its assault in eastern Ukraine, as NATO's chief urged allies to rethink restrictions on Western weapons. This is VOA News. North Korea's latest attempt to put a spy satellite into orbit ended in a mid-air explosion, Pyongyang said late on Monday, hours after its announcement of a planned launch was criticized by Seoul and Tokyo. Putting a spy satellite into orbit has long been a top priority for Kim Jong-un's regime, and it claimed to have succeeded in November after 2 failed attempts last year. But its attempt on Monday to launch the satellite ended in failure after it, quote, exploded in the air during the first flight stage and failed to launch, the North National Aerospace Technology Administration said in a statement. Severe weather and tornado-spawning thunderstorms killed several people across 4 states in the central United States and wrecked hundreds of buildings. Reuters correspondent Grace Lee reports.
Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear declared a state of emergency early on Monday. He said storms had hit almost the entire state, while officials say 100 state highways and roads were damaged. The latest extreme weather comes just days after a powerful tornado ripped through an Iowa town, killing 4 people, and more twisters touched down in Texas last week. The U.S. is preparing for what government forecasters have called a potentially, quote, extraordinary 2024 Atlantic hurricane season beginning next Saturday.
Reuters correspondent Grace Lee. A former Mexico City mayor, trained physicist, and ruling party candidate is vying to become the country's first female president. Reuters correspondent Rachel Faber reports.
Voters in Mexico head to the polls for a general election on June 2nd. They'll select every member of the chamber and Senate, as well as a new president to serve a 6-year term. Claudia Sheinbaum is the frontrunner. She's a loyal ally of current leftist president Andrés Manuel López Obrador. She's a strong supporter of social welfare programs promoted by the president that have helped forge his power base and tackle inequality across the country. She hasn't given much detail about her government plans, and analysts say she faces a delicate balancing act between her own policy goals and maintaining López Obrador's legacy.
Reuters correspondent Rachel Faber. An Argentine court on Monday ordered President Javier Milei's government to release tons of food meant for the poor, about half the population, but held in storage pending an audit he had ordered. Aid to tens of thousands of soup kitchens was frozen after Milei took office in December, vowing to slash public spending and weed out corruption in the social welfare system. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.